Our third lady, definitely. I love this lady. This is Rosa Bonheur. This is Rosa Bonheur, our third lady. I love her story. This is a woman with a very powerful voice and was not afraid to tell people what she really thought and what she really enjoyed, how to express herself. So go ahead, without further ado, let's dive into Rosa Bonheur and her fascinating story. And there's one example of her being very eccentric lady, which is this portrait that was drawn by somebody else of Rosa Bonheur herself, where she was actually leaning. Originally, she was painted leaning on a chair. Mm-hmm. But as I read it, she didn't think that the chair was exciting enough. So instead, she just painted a cow instead of the chair and just completely changed the painting. But it looks perfect. It looks as if this is the original. But this was just her being unhappy about the chair and would rather be leaning on a cow.
Yeah, because she was not interested in chairs. She was interested in cattle, so to speak, as people, meaning as models for their portraits, you know. And when you see Catherine Olley and I went the next day, we went to a museum called National Museum of Women in Arts, and there is another Rosa Bonheur painting. And this is a painting of a group of cows, and every single one of them has a different face, if you like, and a different pose and a different expression. For her, you know, it doesn't matter if she was painting a lion or a dog, you know, this was a person that needed to be somehow portrayed with a character and the looks. She was a very unusual artist. She, at some point, was fascinated by Buffalo Bill, you know, the epitome of being a cowboy, if you like. And she met him. His real name was Colonel William Cody. And she did paint his portrait, which is a nice portrait of him sitting on a horse, but she spent much more energy and skill and talent on painting the horse rather than...
Right. The horse was the real star.
So that tells you, you know, where her priorities lay. I think she's, you know, the most non-conforming artist of her era, you know, to run around in pants and, you know, paint cattle when everybody else, you know, all the women were painting flowers and talking about, I don't know, whatever it is, but certainly not cattle.
Right.
It takes a lot of guts, you know.
It takes a lot of courage.
This is the beauty of, you know, going with anybody to see, like you and I went there and looked at paintings. A painting is whatever the painting tells you, you know, whichever way it speaks to you. I might be fascinated by the pink colors of it because I love color and I love the way the things is painted. And you might be looking at the social aspect of it. Every painting, you can find something for yourself in a painting if you look hard enough. In a good one, obviously. If it's a lousy painting, then there's nothing you can... It's not salvageable, right?
It's true.
See, for you, you find different interpretations that it would never occur to me. So it's fun to go sometimes to a museum and just look at the painting and say, what does this tell you? And people come up with completely different... Because sometimes they draw from their own biography or whatever they have read or seen... or experience,
right?
And they just have their own relationship. That's what art is supposed to do, resonate for yourself. The artist just puts something on canvas, and sometimes what the artist puts is completely different than we see 200 years later because the world has changed and we have a completely different interpretation of what we see.
True.
Right.
So there's not only the individual element of relating to specific emotions that are being portrayed or social elements, but there's also the, what will you say, the current trends in society that are at play or how people relate to animals and what role they play in society. So there's a bigger, I wouldn't know a fancy word to describe that, but there's a bigger element at play there. And it just underscores that you said at the start of this conversation that you need to take time and focus on one thing if you go to a museum, because there is something to discover in these paintings. And it's not always 5 seconds of looking at it and then immediately it snaps. Sometimes you need to talk about it and look at it and go have a cup of coffee and come back with a different view. And then it just opens up your world.